just did some fun.
I still don't want to say the schmooze right now. And the truth is that always I sit and I try to prepare, you know, the words of the Heilige Piyasetzna, but when you don't want to do something, it's hard for your mind to get like engrossed. And I really wanted to come just to tell you that for me, last night was one of the most amazing moments. And Rabbi Streif has been here for a while also. We've done a bunch of super seders, and they've all been like amazing, but last night was just, it was stunning. It was like, I didn't want it to end. And, you know, when you go through something like so breathtaking, it's hard to like get your mind back in focus, and that's the way I really feel, honestly. And it was like hard for me to sit down, and I didn't prepare the shmos. So we're gonna learn a little bit the sefer together, b'siyat tishmaya. But before we do, I just want to share with you two thoughts, and that is that, you know, very soon I'm going to be taking off to go to Chutz Laretz. And the way it happened was, I remember the second Super Seder we had, it was a big, big year. It was the second year of Yeshiva, and it was a big, big game. It was a New York team and a whole matziv, and the Olam was really, after the Super Seder, the Olam was like drained. And they said, you know, we need a little bit of Rosh Shabbos. So we said, okay, so be it. So they became enough Shabbos. It became already part of like the schedule of yeshivas. You know, after Super Seder, there's enough Shabbos. But my feeling this morning was I was seeing people on such a high. So many Bachrim I was talking to was talking so high, so exalted, so like spiritual, so real, so positive. It's so beautiful to, like, last night, this morning, on the way to the Kaisel, on the way back to the Kaisel, just talking to everyone and seeing the simcha on people's faces and the pride and everything is going on. My feeling was that I just hope we don't ruin it. Like, I hope we could ride the wave. Now we have off Shabbos. And off Shabbos are not, like, famous for, you know, for necessarily like moving upward. Chazal say batola maybe the day is zima, which means that a person doesn't have anything to do, so he usually gets himself in trouble. And it's something that I feel like I'm kind of like begging you. You're at a moment in your life where a lot of you, I feel like, so like a high, like a place where you feel where you're somewhere where you want to be, and you have to go into the off Shabbos with some sort of strategy. How am I going to make sure that I don't have to pick up all of Humpty Dumpty's pieces after he came falling off the wall? Because we're there, we're on top of the wave. We're on top of the world. We feel like we did something that was really amazing. So now we have to try our hardest to have a plan, have an approach. Think about it. Okay, what am I doing, Bennett? What am I doing now? This is Shabbos. What am I going to do? Where am I going? How am I going to make sure that I'm not going to get caught in a situation where I'm doing something which I know I shouldn't be doing and I don't want to do, but it's just happening, so there it is. That was the main thing I really wanted to tell you tonight. And the other thing is that the more I'm around, the more I realize that we're not invincible. There's a brother of one of the Talmidim of Yeshiva who just passed away over the weekend, has not yet been buried. Young boy, single. And, it's a tremendous tragedy. There was a young boy who I don't know at all, but I know the story, and many of you maybe heard the story, who was, just had a little too much to drink, and didn't end well either. And sometimes people are young and foolish, and they think, nothing can ever happen to me, and it's not going to be me, when everyone, comes back safe and sound, I breathe a sigh of relief. But, but people should try to make sure that not to do anything foolish. Our lives are very important, very precious, and we have a lot of things that we want to accomplish. So it's important to exercise safety and caution over the course of the, I know you have time. I know you're not thinking about the Shavuot Shabbos yet because there's still Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. But for me, this is my last opportunity to speak to you. So I ask you to please exercise as much safety and caution as you can. Okay, I'm done. But this is another 22 minutes. So we're gonna do a little Chos Talmidim. Because what could be better than sitting in front of a Chos Talmidim? The Hedigo Piyosetzna. The 8th Perek. Starting the 8th Perek. So in the new printing, it's page Samach Hei. In the old printing, it's page Ayin Hei. New Perek. Nechitzas Aliyas HaNefesh VeHamidus. Nechitzas is the urgency of growth, of Aliyah. Okay, here we go, Rabbi Sai. Talmud Vosik, my veteran Talmud. Chazor nois devareinu adko. I want you to go over what we spoke about up until now. V'kach l'cho b'pritput, and take into all detail, kol tikun sherashamnu l'cho l'sakenes atzmacha. I've always said the Sefer is so much wisdom in the Sefer that we should just go back and go over some of the ideas and try to incorporate them that he's written down over here. Hachnisehu el kirbacha. Try to inculcate it. Try to make it a part of you. V'takein atzmecha boy, and it'll help you to improve yourself. V'im lo yale l'cha bepamachas. If it doesn't work on the first time, al yipa libcha bekirbacha. It shouldn't fall, your heart shouldn't fall down if it doesn't work the first time. Kirak lipol viloredes leber shachas yachoy lemaher. The only thing a person can do quickly is fall down to the depths of oblivion. That person can do very, very fast. Aval histakein tzrichem avoy derabba. But a person who wants to improve, a person who wants to get better, it takes a lot of work. It doesn't happen overnight. True, we can make a breakthrough sometimes. But even that breakthrough, don't think that you're done. It's avodah rabbah, kosha umasmedes. It's hard and consistent work. This word, consistent, so important. These are two things that we have to learn to embrace. We have to learn to embrace hard work. It's avoida rabba, a lot of work, kosha, hard work, umasmedes, and consistent work. And that's the person we somehow have in our mind that easy is good, comfortable is good. That's like, what we've been conditioned to believe, but that's not the way it is. Adam la'amal yulad, a person's put on this world to work hard. And we have to embrace hard work. Ad rabba. If you knew there's something that you wanted to fix, there was a character trait that you knew that there was something wrong with, V'iyanta b'dvareinu, and you went through what we've written, our words. V'ischalta l'sakna, and you started fixing it. V'doim elecha shebipam achas kvar tikanta isa. You said, fixed. Got it. Done. Dalecha shemirame ata atzmecha harbe pomim v'harbe zmanim tzorech ata lavud bo. L'sakna ma'alachetucha bo. You think you fixed it after like just one time? It's like you just got it all together. It doesn't work that way. You have something you got to work on. It's going to take time. Harbe pamim, ma'at ma'at, slowly but surely. A person has to constantly be going, you know, just another level and another level, another wave and another wave. And a person's just got to get one step closer and another step closer. That's the way it happens. But in general, I want you to know. That what we've spoken until up until now is not enough that you can get to what you have to get to. All we've done so far is basically, we've gotten rid of the dust and we've gotten rid of the mice. Shekinenu boy, that we're having a good time over there. Aval oid loy huchsha b'cha acheder v'vakish es ha-melech sheyovoy v'yishkoin b'soichoy. It's not enough to make it that it's appropriate for a king. So there's no mice there anymore. It doesn't mean that it's already, you know, majestic. We want something majestic. We want something royal. We want something special. It's ready for the king because there's no mice there. Because there's no dust. Now we've got to put beautiful pictures of flowers and put beautiful utensils inside. Like what the king wants. One thing is just get rid of the filth. Just break the habit. Just get rid of the reliance on all the things that are not positive and productive. Just get rid of all the filth out of your life, all the dirt. Next thing is, now we have to build ourselves. Now we have to make ourselves into something constructive. Now we've got to accomplish. So we've done that. Up until now, we've managed. We've broken the hold of the Yetzer Hara on us. No more. Okay, now we're nothing. I'll tell you a story about a bachar. It was not, this is, you know, I'm sure it wasn't this yeshiva. Now it happens to be, it wasn't. But he was a Ben Aliyah. And I remember this was the very first Super Seder type of thing ever happened. So Ben Aliyah decides not watching the Super Bowl. So he calls me up. He says to me, Rebbe, I am sitting alone in my apartment. I feel like such a loser. There is no one else here. They're all watching the game. So I said, come to my house. So I came to my house and we sat and we learned together a little bit. And Baruch Hashem, you know, it was good. Anyway, he's in the process of becoming somebody. And he decides, you know what? No more music. No more movies. No more of this stuff. He's out. Comes to me, I have a problem. He says, I don't have anything to talk about anymore. I realized my whole life is just talking about movies or sports or... I don't have... I'm nobody. So he managed to rid himself from all the vices, all of the dependencies on all the things that are just distracting him from becoming a person. But now he had to put something, he had to fill his life with something, he had to have personality. You have to have something that you have to be able to contribute, something positive. Now we have to start filling ourselves with content, with something that's real. Any person that has any of these, one of these midos, and these bad tendencies, whatever it might be, he's lazy, Or he's the type of person that he's like, follows what everyone else says. Nishchasu achi efshalo lahagia afel ktzei avoida. He can't even like step into the cloud, the beginning of Avodas Hashem. Lachen reishis devareinu hayu, the beginning. The first thing we said is Eich lenakos es ha'avak hamaril v'hamashchis hazeh. Get rid of the poisonous dust and film and filth that's covering your neshama, just so that we can even talk to you. Avaliyos yudi, am sgulasai, am kiroivai. But if you want to be a yid, genuine, the real thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is am sgula. I'm kroivai, the people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sherotze v'hisne Hashem imano. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this tonight with us. And he said, v'yisem li sgula mikol ha'amim. He said, you're my people. He said, osili mikdosh v'shachanti b'soichem. I want to dwell amongst you. I want you to be divine. I want you to live a life full of Kedusha at every single moment. To do that, Oitzvichim lehis yapois aliyah lehis karvos gam acher sheyinake es atzmoy mischi umois aneskorm leah. It's not enough just to start, you know, dropping some of the vices. It's not enough just to get rid of some of the things that you know you shouldn't be doing, your bad habits. It's time to build. It's time to improve. It's time to fill yourselves with Kedusha, with mitzvahs, with Torah, with tefillah, with avodah, with all that. Then, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's people. Haloisira es divrei hamedrash. Listen, Rabbi Isai, it's a beautiful medrash, if I remember it correctly. Mishus Alo Siras Dibre HaMedrash. Mi Nivra Bishvil Mi. Who was created for who? Because everything in this world is created other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create what for? Yisrael Bishvil HaTorah. Were we created in order that we can keep and adhere, learn the Torah? Or was the Torah created for us? That's the Medrash's question. Umesayim HaMedrash, Shehatorah Bishvil Yisrael. The Torah was created for us. Hishtoeh v'hishtoimeim. You should be in awe. A person should be stunned. HaTorah she'kol kach kedosha. The Torah is so pure and so holy. Torah is Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Word of God. She'kol kach hishtoikiku ha'malochim aleha. The malochim are dying for it. The malochim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tunu ha'itchel ha'shamayim, we want this Torah. It was made for us. Kol etzem v'sachlis b'riusoy. The whole purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Torah, is Bishvil Yisrael. It's for you. It's all there just for us. All of that, all the Kabbalah, all the ideas, the inyanim nisgavim, all of the mitzvahs, everything. Ha'ein soif l'sinai ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu is endless. And somehow Kadosh Baruch Hu was Yoyrik, came down to Sinai in his Shechina, v'imoy Miravois Kodesh with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the myriads of celestial beings, Harim es Shamayim, the Hirish es Haaretz, they caused such a tremendous upheaval. The Hakol Bishvil Yisrael, the whole Kabbalah, Maimon Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satoira, everything is just for you. Lahamid Oischa, Veschaveirecha, Shetu Yisraelim, Am Kiroivai Kiroivai Mamash. It's all in order for us to give us something to stand up with, to give us standing that we're Yisraelim. Am Kiroivai. We're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiroivai Mamash. V'yitachlis b'yosai v'tirchas kotcha. It's the whole reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this. Say something amazing. Maybe I said it to you before, I don't remember. I heard from a friend of mine, Asher Genish. She said that he was very close to Rav Volbe. He said, Rav Volbe said, the reason why there's so many people not from today is because people cannot fathom that a Kodesh Baruch Hu cares enough about me that he spoke to me at Har Sinai. Or that I'm important enough, that I could stand at Har Sinai. It's just, I'm just like, I'm too fleshy, I'm too physical, I'm too nothing. Just don't have anything to me that it's gonna, that I could have been there with Hashem, with Maimon Har Sinai, with Koilos and Brokim, and to be Royanus HaKoilos, and then the Shama, and the Malachim, and the Ksorim, and the everything, that was me? But that's what it was. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu did everything just for us. Libacha. V'zois tia gam matarosho asher olea tamin mishtoikik. This should be your matara. This should be your purpose. Shatia korov elov. You should be close to Hashem. Libacha v'nafshecha yargishu. Your heart, your nefesh should feel afheim es kedosh Yisrael. Feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Asher shoichin bekirbom. That is dwelling inside of you. Kaniska, like we mentioned. Person feels that. Person feels that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is with him. He feels like that he's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's close relative. So then he's in a different place. Im kein gam ato tzorich lifol bazeh tzorich ato la'or es nafshecha. You have to be ma'or yourself. Mi misgarta, from inside of your frame, you're stuck like in this misgeres of where, you know, people place you. Which is locked up in your body, and you have to break out of that and be makariv it to Hashem, that Hashem is waiting for you. Avoida upa'ula, the herigol rav tshichmazi. It's a lot of hard work. I had a machshava when Rabbi Kaufman was speaking here the other week. He mentioned that there's a concept called Habigoyla Lamakam Torah. A person should, Bigoyla should exile himself Lamakam Torah. He should get himself out. He should leave his home to Makam Torah. There's a different pshat in the Mefarshim if that means to say that even if the Beis Medrash is far away, you should even be willing to be goyel l'makom Torah. Or does it mean that you should dafka, go to somewhere else, even if you have a Beis Medrash right next door, and maybe they could, give you your needs, dafka, go away. Why would it mean dafka, go away? What would be the reason? I think that one of the pshatim, not exactly what he said, but one of the pshatim, is that when a person has a neighborhood that he's been at, he's kind of been put into a certain box. He's been stereotyped. This is who you are. This is where you're going to be. This is what's going to become of you. And a person has to break out of that. Because as long as you're in that box, you can't become someone else. You know, if a person has fish. So if you want your fish to stay small, you keep them in a small tank. It's a fascinating phenomenon, but this is the way it is. You keep your fish in a small tank, they won't grow. If you put them in a big tank, your fish will grow. Because if they feel boxed in, they can't grow. It's the same thing with people. If I feel like, okay, everyone expects me to be the same guy that I was before, and nothing special is going to come on me, and I'm not going to be any different, so have you gone and welcome to her is, get out of that. Go somewhere else where now you could become someone new. Because people don't necessarily judge you based on what you used to do, because they don't know what you used to do. Now everything's new. And part of what's amazing about coming to Eretz Yisrael, and for sure, I've viewed the Eretz Yisrael Machkim, and Eretz Yisrael is beautiful, and Kadosh, and all that. Aside for that is just opportunity to redefine yourself. Make new boundaries. Don't put me in that box. When a person does that, he breaks out of the Mesgeres. And he can define himself as being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the things I feel, and I want you to know that I think that whatever any of you felt last night, I was going through the same exact feeling. And it was no different for me. Going through the same struggles, like Rav Tzimai was saying, everyone has the Yetzirahs. And I felt like he was talking right to me. You know, like everyone's got their own Yetzirahs, and we're fighting our Yetzirahs, and tonight's a night to break your Yetzirahs. I feel we all had the same experience last night. The experience for me was, I felt like I was on top of the mountain. I felt like, yeah, I could have been at Har Sinai. Last night I felt like I could have been at Har Sinai. It could have been me. There was a Dahibenkeit. It was like, I could break out of this. I could break out of my Yetzirahs. I don't need them. I'm above it. I can live above it and be happy being above it. And a person breaks out for a moment. It doesn't mean that you're out of it for good and that's it. And you know, and you're never going to look back. Now comes the hard work. It needs avoida upu'ula v'hergel rav tzrichim. A lot of work we got to be ready to do. But at least we saw that we're capable. At least we saw that this is something that we really can relate to, identify with, enjoy, and be happy. Person does that. So now's the challenge. Our challenge is, do we have really the discipline? Do we have the work ethic to get, you know, the challenge? Sometimes the challenge is, do I really believe that that's me? Do I really believe I can do that? Do I really believe that I want to do that? That's like the first half of the challenge. I think that most of us are past that already. We're already, okay, I want to do that. I know I can. I mean, I've done it even. But can I get it back? Can I do it day in, day out? Can I make it my reality? Do I have the strength of character? That's what it takes. It takes a lot of hard work. So the Rebbe is saying is that a person has to realize that, you know, just the fact that we broke out of our shell. That's just the beginning. And now we have to do the hard work. So, Bezos Hashem, next week I'm not going to be here with you, Rabbi. I mean, Halavai Mashiach will come and we'll be back here, but if not, so Rabbi Gav Friedman is going to be taking my place, and I'm sure that you'll all be enjoying having his company. And hopefully in 2 weeks we'll all be back here together. All the best.